Right.
KCH, I hope I got that right. Name's Larry, this is KC4SKD. How you doing this evening?
KD, it's Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, just a crazy animal. Name here is Richard, and we're located over at Simpsonville.
I'm in Easley, headed back home from church, and I hope you're doing okay.
Relaxing, playing on the computer. I've been doing a lot of DMR programming here lately, trying to build some generic code plugs to help people out.
Good. I hadn't taken much. I'm not that good at programming. I took basic and also assembly language and wasn't that good at either one of them.
I know what you're talking about because I do some of that, but that's not the type of program. Basically, this is it's the computer program software that comes with, like, the radios and stuff, like Chirp or Anytone or Biotech, some of the radios, Kenwood, ICOM, the AMDS software, where basically you put in your frequencies and the name of the channel you want, you program that information that you gather from repeater book. Well, I have since found somebody recommended I export certain files from repeater book, so I've been able to actually export the entire VHF and UHF analog list of repeaters for the entire state of South Carolina, and I'm trying to sort them by county or by city name, and then I'll put them in a regular Excel file so it'll make easier uploads.
I understand. Yeah, that makes sense. I think somebody gave me something like that when I tried a software-defined radio, and I couldn't get anything with it other than the commercial FM stations, and it was just... I tried different antennas working with it, and that's all I could pick up with it.
These radios aren't software-defined. They're pretty much, they're already programmed as far as their typical analog digital/handhelds for both VHF and UHF. It basically, the software is what lets you put in your frequency name, the channel, the offset for transmit and receive. It lets you put in your tones for encode, decode, how you want to set the initial power setting up, low, medium, high, or turbo, stuff like that. So basically, you just fill in the blanks.
All right. I bet that works. I've got a TYT digital radio, and a friend of mine programmed it and gave it to me. I bet that's what he used, something similar.
We have like a TYT 380 or 390, which is the single UHF, and then they have the MD380, which is both VHF and UHF.
That's just strictly UHF only. To answer your question, I don't know what the model number of it is, but he programmed it and gave it to me. He said I need to update it every once in a while.
Yes, sir, you do. It does require that. Just whether it's for the firmware for the radio itself, or if the repeater frequencies change. So, yeah, if you use it or if you have it, it's something you can look into and you see if you have the digital DMR frequencies for Greenville, in your side of the town, or Pickens. And if not, we can get you on DMR through the local repeaters. That way, if you ever want to get it back in operation.
It's fully operational. He's got... I can't think of what he's got programmed in it, but it's got several groups, and you go to a different group, and you got 16. You rotate the dial knob and go between 16. One is SC Upstate and Greenville PRN and so forth.
Now, usually you have a Greenville local, which that stays on the local Greenville repeater in the local Greenville area. The PRN connects to the SC Heart system, and it will key up 30 repeaters in the state of South Carolina and 30 repeaters in the state of North Carolina. Once you make a contact on PRN network, they ask that you switch over to PRN Chat 1 or Chat 2, which should be a couple of other channels in your radio.
Remember him telling me about that. That way you're not tying up 30 repeaters whenever you want to have a conversation.
You are in a way, but you're taking up different time slots on PRN versus the other slots and so forth like that. They're different talk groups. But, like, for instance, if you went to Greenville Local and I logged onto the Spartanburg Local, you and I could not have a conversation. It's like two individual repeaters, like we're talking on the 610 right now, we're on the same repeater. However, if you went to PRN or Chat 1 or Chat 2 and you're on Greenville Pickens or another repeater zone and I'm on the Spartanburg one, then you could talk to me on those channels or anybody else that called you on the channel. If they're in North Carolina or South Carolina, you could have a CUSO with them.
Well, one of my problems is I don't use it enough to remember how it works. I need to use it some more. But anyway, I understand there's a net on Friday night at 8:30 on, I think it's the TGIF network.
There you are. I'm actually in the process of trying to convert my hotspot, go over to a TGIF, or add it to it. I currently use a digital hotspot in the house. And I have it set up for Brandmeister. I have an Anytone 878 UV2 Plus, and I have an Anytone 578 UV3 Plus, which has 220, 2 meters, 440, and receives aircraft bands also. So I live real close to the airport, so that's nice to listen to. KA3JCA.
Very good. I need to use that radio some more and learn more about it. I hate to cut it short, but I am almost at home. It's been good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your evening.
All righty, sir. Well, if you stick around tonight, there's a 9 o'clock net Monday, every night of the week on the 610 repeater at 9 p.m. And if you can't check in at 9, please go to the Breyers website and use the pre-check-in feature, and at least you'll get your call sign in the logbook. All right, have a good evening, sir, and I look forward to talking to you again. KA3JCA.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the 6-1 net. I used to call it back in 1998. It's been a few years ago. I'll do it the next. Anyway, good talking to you, and have a good evening. KC4SKD.
KA3JCA.